ladies and gentlemen, the star of Politically Incorrect, Bill Maher.
Thank you very much. Welcome to our panel. He is the publisher of Skeptic Magazine, or so he says, and the author of The Borderline Lands. Where is that book? Of Science. Where is that book? Right here, where sense meets nonsense. Michael Shermer, ladies and gentlemen. Doctor.
Hello.
How are you, Doc?
Good to have you back.
Gosh. And that's yours, too. A best-selling author who's had a close encounter of the third kind. His latest book is The Last Vampire. I've been wanting to meet this guy for a long time. Whitley Strieber. Whitley. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you. He is a 9-year veteran of Saturday Night Live and the host of The Conspiracy Zone this December on TNN. Perfect. Kevin Nealon is right over here. How perfect. What a good plug for you. And the First Lady of ABC. Hey, that's my job. No. She's Drew's mom on the Drew Carey Show, but she'll always be the one and only Mrs. C to me. Marion Ross, ladies and gentlemen. He told me I was the First Lady of ABC. Good. So you have a show about what?
It's called The Conspiracy Zone.
Conspiracy, perfect.
Yes, it's perfect for this
show. I've been wanting to meet Whitley for a long time because I read your book, not this one, Communion, a long time ago, and I don't remember much about it except that it scared me.
Scared me, too.
Scared you.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I know you've been probed by aliens.
Probed in more ways than one.
I thought maybe it was just David Bowie.
But no.
You say aliens. And you are from the Skeptic Society, which I have my doubts exist.
It's on Earth. It's here. It's on this plane. We're not from Vega.
Right.
You know, the first time I saw Whitley on The Tonight Show, Johnny asked him, what do you do for a living? This is after the Communion book. And he said, I write science fiction and fantasy. And I thought, of course.
Yeah, it came back to bite me.
Yeah, well.
It was like my own stories had sort of come awake in the middle of the night. And I thought, obviously, they had. And it was some sort of a nightmare. But I was all beat up the next day, and it disturbed me so much, I finally went to the doctor.
Maybe you had a rough night with...
No.
Did you drink at all?
Not that rough a night, and no, I don't... of course I drink, but not that much. So it would take a lot of... But it was a weird experience. I could never find out
Drinking at all, or...?
They were drunk.
So wait a second. You did write science fiction before this happened?
Sure. Oh. That was why it was so... It seemed so improbable to me. I mean, in Communion, if you read it, you'll find that the book ends with a group of questions about what it was. Because one thing I did know and did discover was it's not really an explained phenomenon. It's not a hypnopompic trance. It's not a sleep state. It's not some kind of brain state.
How do you know?
Because I was tested for all of these things. And they just not... You can't be tested for hypnopompic trances, obviously, but for...
I have been tested.
It's a
for
funny
that
word.
You get a colonoscopy first. Yeah. And then they put you through that. I want to believe in UFOs. I want to believe that there's life on the planet.
I have been in movies with Shirley MacLaine. So.
Well, that
I'm a good friend of hers.
Does that prove that UFOs are real?
I have never kissed an alien of any kind.
How do you know?
But do you know that? I think we used to have this ability to connect with spirits around us because in the old days, people would wake up in the middle of the night and they'd say, Grandpa died.
Yeah.
And they'd
right.
go and they
or
would
they
find
say,
they were right.
Ghost
now
came into
have,
my room or
you know,
they say
we have
spirit.
Email, we have the facts, we don't need this.
But
by the way, here is what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Here's our little, is what? This the iconography of the UFO,
the
modern...
hell out of me for
yeah.
me with that thing.
This could be
a believer. That's all I need.
You ought to try the real
this
experience.
This could be a problem. But if you think about this...
That's always the guy.
That's
not
right.
Not always.
Now, listen,
no. It's much more strange.
Think about this. 400 years ago, people woke up in the middle of the night and they had encounters with demons, incubi and succubi.
It's clear that this
200
is,
years ago, it was spirits and ghosts.
Forever.
Now it's these guys. Why? Because we live in an alien-hunted world.
It's what we expect when we see the unknown
right now.
Right,
so how do you know it's not just
I don't know
it's not aliens. I'm not sure.
Incubi, I think, is the male... demon, and the succubi is the female demon.
Are you sure you got that right?
The memory device in and suck.
Why does the guy always look like that?
Because the short guy with the big eyes.
You know where that started? It started on the cover.
That's what you think the guy who probed you.
Now, what is this about the probe? We've got to get past that. There was also a needle in the side of my head. Yeah, I got past it somehow.
Well, what?
I think I'm on the wrong show.
Make it like I made this up. You're the one who made this up. I mean,
I didn't make this up. No.
But the probing is a big part of it, isn't it? Why did they have you except to probe you?
One of the people, I mean, one of the things.
What are you,
that,
Gary Condon?
That people all
you know,
say.
Nobody really.
He was probed a lot. That's all I'm saying. They were both probed.
Nobody took interest. Implants.
What's that?
People say they've had implants put into their bodies. Now, you laugh, but they've been taken out. They've been found, and they're being studied now. But the studies haven't been published yet.
He needs a life.
No, this is the truth. This is the truth. I know it's...
And I'm not saying that it didn't happen, really. I mean, I'm very open-minded about this. I'm not like Mr. Shermer here.
I'm saying something happened, but I don't... I'm ending up here trying to defend the hypothesis that it was aliens that I can't defend because I don't know if that's true or not.
Here's the difference between Whitley and I. 90 to 95% of all these things are fully explained. The other 5% we can't explain. He's willing to construct a worldview or at least write books about that
other
5%.
You're willing to dismiss him and
I'm willing to just say, right. I don't know what it is, and we just leave it at that.
Yeah, but I won't leave it at that.
But why not? It's okay to say I don't know. Yeah, but weird things happen to people.
And I got 500,000 letters from other people.
Who had strange experiences from all over the world at three in the morning.
No.
Yeah.
Most of them have these experiences in a completely different context. The great majority of them are multiple witness experiences.
Yeah, see, that's what made me interested
totally
in this.
It's totally different from what you guys think. I don't have time to get into it, but it is. There's a lot of evidence.
What he's saying now, I believe him.
There is a lot of evidence. There is a lot of evidence that something weird is really happening.
And you know, What made me not a believer so much, but not a disbeliever, is that some of the details in it were so weird you couldn't make it up.
Yes, he could. He writes science fiction fantasy.
I don't agree with you.
This is what he does for a living. He makes stuff
up. You should read some of these letters. The details in them are 1,000 times stranger than what I put in my book.
But why some people get visited and others don't?
I want to be visited.
Because
I don't want to be pro, but I'd like to be visited.
We're again falling into the trap of assuming it is either aliens or it's nothing. It's actually an unknown experience. We don't know what it is.
About unknown
and there should
there.
Be science. Maybe so. Yeah. Maybe, but there should be scientific
you know
study of it. There
has
you know
not
what's
interesting,
been any.
Bill? People for years talked about being abducted by aliens, and nobody really kind of thought people were crazy, you know? Right. But as soon as they started with the word probed, everyone went, what?
No comedian.
Tell me more. They took you on and there was probing.
So, no comedian can
get away from that.
Okay, now, that's a good point.
You know, if I hadn't put that in my book, this whole culture would be.
But now you're saying you don't know what the experience was.
I don't.
I came away from the book pretty sure that it was, in your view, alien.
But all through the book.
But if it wasn't that,
chance to tell us,
right?
And the problem with the scientists,
we got an answer for you.
You don't have an answer. No,
no. When was the last time you were?
But on the basis of having had dinner with six people whose explanations you describe in your own book as irrational, I don't think so. I'm sorry.
Well, they were weird.
You guys are a lot closer than
you
think.
You used to be a fundamentalist Christian. Now you're a fundamentalist scientist.
Well, let's think about it. We've all got a skeleton in our. What are we talking about here? Somehow intelligent aliens have traversed interstellar space and those enormous distances.
You're getting back to aliens again.
Spent
who knows whether or not
all this
that's
technology
what it is.
To get here, and what do? They do the probes. They leave graffiti in Farmer Bob's field in Puckerbrush, Kansas.
And yet,
big circles.
What you don't say
imagine after spending all that time and money to accomplish this great exploratory feat, they go back to planet Vega with this graffiti and a few probes and some genitals from cows. Imagine the Senate hearings. Now, let me get this straight, Senator Zori. We spent 5 zillion zlotys on this mission to Earth, and you brought back cow genitals? That's it? That's what we're... Money?
There was a great scientist,
Senator Zori,
Vega. NASA for 30 years.
You don't know what they're doing with it up there.
Let me finish this. He was with NASA for 30 years. He was one of the leading aeronautical engineers of this era. He built a thing called a flying platform based on control, methods of control that he found by observing UFOs. According to his own book about this, 30 years with NASA, NASA would not allow him to publish that book after his retirement. It was found, the manuscript, by his daughter. He had left instructions in his will to publish it. Okay. And that, to me, is impressive. That? You don't know about it, but you should know. If you're going to talk about this stuff, you should know these
you
things.
You should, but not should. Now. I have
not
to take
now.
A commercial. President Bush was back in Texas today after his frustrating day in New Mexico. Did you hear this yesterday? He tried to get a bunch of school kids to say where he's from, meaning Texas, because he's a Washington outsider. But the kids kept saying Washington, D.C., and even worse, during math class, he asked, what was 9 minus 5? And one kid said, a stolen election.